Yeah, I was born right before the war. Actually, my parents were hoping to leave Germany. We have some Jewish background, which was starting to worry people. My father's brother had already emigrated from Germany in the earlier 30s. By the time that my parents recognized it was time to leave, it was too late. They were actually in Switzerland, but the problem was I was back in Germany, so they had left me while they met some people in Switzerland.
How did that happen?
They hadn't really made a decision until, I suppose, they saw in Switzerland from another perspective how bad things were getting, and then wanted to go back and take us all out. But by that point, right after they got back, the borders closed and it was not possible to leave anymore. Anyway, so we stayed in Germany through the war. My dad actually was not in a concentration camp, but picked up and put in jail twice for Jewish-related matters. Well, I don't remember any of this. I'm only told this, of course. I had just been born at that time. Anyway, they stayed in Berlin for a couple of years. My dad was a chemist at the time, and I think his chemistry skills and the small company that he had helped him get out, because he was producing chemicals that probably the country thought they needed. In the middle of the war, we moved to a small village halfway between Berlin and Hamburg, and that probably saved our life. After the war, we went to Hamburg, and my mother had been a journalist and had made contact with an American senator who I think helped arrange an ultimate move to the United States, although we first stayed in England, and I went to English boarding school for almost a year. Before coming to the U.S. and moved to L.A. immediately, and so I have basically been in Los Angeles since 1948. Right. We left Germany in 47, stayed in England up through mid-fall 48, then came over here.